For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, September the 23rd. Good to have you with us today. We've got an old friend of mine. I say old friend because you were on Pepper and Friends on the Kids Corner with Uncle James. Many years ago. Paul Baum, good to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're here today to talk about Walk Back in Time. What is that?
I know. What's that? Walk Back in Time is a living history event that we attempt to cover about as many periods of American history as we possibly can. Periods of American history in a chronology. Started in 2002.
Where are you doing Walk Back in Time?
In Mexico, Missouri, and it's done by the Audrain County Historical Society. And that's where we started back in 2002. And we didn't know what was going to happen. So we had four periods of history, and we lined them up in a chronology as a kind of an afterthought. And somebody said, wasn't me, he said, let's call it a walk back in time. Okay, well, since then, we've gone from four periods of history to triple that.
So are you doing the walk back in time all in one weekend?
Right, all in one weekend. It's the last weekend in September.
Okay.
This
coming
27,
weekend.
27, 28, 29.
Okay.
And to give you an idea what it has blossomed into, how it's tripled.
So it's running
in
Friday,
size.
Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
Okay.
The mansion is in the middle. Built in 1857, and we have completely encircled it with American history.
Wow.
Starting back this year with the Vikings 1,000 years ago. Huh. Okay, try to get the picture of how that would look like with all the campfires coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's a chronology. Listen to the chronology. 1,000 years ago, Vikings in America, then medieval, pirates, 1750s French and Indian, 1770s colonial, 1830s mountain men, 1860s Pony Express, 1860s Civil War, Native American, 1880s Wild West, 1918 World War I, 1940s World War II, a Vietnam camp, brand new, and then a modern
You're
modern
doing
America.
All of that in one weekend?
Yes.
Who's organizing this?
The Audrain County Historical Society, and the director is Dana Keller. Without
her,
we couldn't do it without Dana Keller.
So people can come and they can walk through history with you.
You can start out with 1,000 years ago, the Vikings, and if you go through really slowly and ask them questions with the whole family and everything, you come out on the other side, it's all day long.
So how many people have you got participating in this?
We couldn't count them, really. I get that question all the time. How many reenactors are out there? I don't really know. Well, the Cowboys, they build
it. I can't imagine how you're keeping this all organized.
We don't know how we do it either.
Okay. But everybody is invited to come out this Friday. This Friday,
the 27th.
Saturday, yeah. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.
Starts at what time?
Friday is a school day, and then Saturday starts with the flag raising ceremony.
It'll start after school on Friday. Right?
Well, you can come that, but the really for the public is Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock both days.
10 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. running until when?
Mm-hmm. Into the evening, and Saturday night we have candlelight tours.
Okay, all right. So come to town on Saturday and Sunday for a walk back in time. And how do they get there?
Okay. Take 54 if you're going north into Mexico, and if you come Sunday, the battalion commander and the battalion review of the cadets will honor the veterans of the Missouri Military Academy.
So everybody knows how to get to Mexico. Once you get into Mexico, you'll find.
Yeah, there'll be signs everywhere.
Paul, thank you so much.
Certainly.
Paul Baum or Pablo.
Either.
All right. Good to have you here. Now I turn to Elizabeth Brunton Palmieri. Welcome back
to
Radio
thank
Friends.
Thank you for having me.
From the Greenhouse Theater Project. That's quite an endeavor they've got
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's a lot of storytelling going on. We can't afford that many artists. We have a much scaled down.
They got thousands of people over there.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Tell me what's going on with the Greenhouse Theater Project.
All right, well, Greenhouse is a small professional theater company based in Columbia, and our tagline is theater in unexpected places, which
because you kind of move around.
We move around.
Like gypsies. Yeah.
Yes, like gypsies indeed. We have an awesome upcoming season for 2013-2014, so that's what I'm going to talk about today.
Okay.
So first off, we are doing it's a performance, I would say. It's called Cabaresque. It's a cabaret-themed fundraiser, which will be Sunday, November 10th at The Bridge.
Okay.
And that's a fundraiser for Greenhouse, but it's going to be a performance with burlesque and cabaret and music and all kinds of fun fare and all kinds of
food. So that's November 10th?
Yes, that's November 10th.
Where?
7 to 9 p.m. at The Bridge.
The Bridge, okay.
Yep, in the North Arts District.
Okay.
And then our Christmas show, so to like open our season, is an original piece that my co-artistic director Emily Adams and myself wrote. It's called C'était la nuit, or 'Twas the Night, would be the English translation.
Okay.
And it's a 1930s French piece set in Paris, and it's really fun. We have five male actors playing multiple roles, men and women, fast-paced, accordion music.
This
is a Christmas-themed show. This is all ages.
And you and Emily wrote it.
Yes. So this is an original, and this is going to be at the Orr Street Gallery, also in the North Village Arts District.
Okay, what day is that?
That's December 18th through the 22nd.
All right.
All right. And then Three Sisters, which is a Chekhov piece. It's a classic piece. We're doing our pseudo-modern take on it, which is what we do. We do like a fresh approach to classic theater. That'll be at PS Gallery April 2nd through the 6th. And we have a guest artist from the UK flying in to perform with us. Her name is Rhianne McLean. And then Tartuffe will close our season. That's a Molière piece. We're calling it Molière Stripped Down. And because we're cutting it down and it's going to be very, very funky. And that'll be at Yoga Soul May 21st through the 25th.
Okay, so we're almost a year in advance here.
I'm going through the whole thing. And we actually, our Tartuffe is a New York City-based actor, Andrew Belcher, who will be coming in to join the cast for that show.
Okay.
So we are actually, we're bringing artists in this year. We are performing top-notch theater for this community, so we're really hoping that, and our audience has just been growing with each production we do, so it's been a lot of fun.
I think that's wonderful, and the fact that you are at a different location with each production you do.
That's the challenge.
So people have to make a real effort to find out where you are and what you're doing.
Exactly.
You do have a website, though.
We do have a website. It's greenhousetp.com or .org. We're at both.
Greenhouse.
TP, like toilet paper. But
okay.
It's
so Greenhouse TP.
Yep.
That stands for a theater project.
You got it.
Greenhouse TP at
.com
or
.org. Yep,
either
you can find us on Facebook, which is where we're updating every day. And also we have a Gmail. It's greenhousetheaterproject@gmail.com.
All right.
If you have questions.
Elizabeth Broughton Palmieri, thank you so much
You're
for coming.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Break a leg with it. And we'll get you back here, I think it's October or November.
Yep, you got
All right.
it.
All right.
Thank you.
We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Citizen Jane at Stevens College. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Pepper P at missouri.edu. We'll get it. Bye-bye.